First has to learn Torah with the intention that the Torah is going to purify him. You should know that when he's learning Torah, he's still in that. The person has to know he's in a dangerous place. He can learn Torah and fall into gaiva, very big gaiva. Kimasha ne'amar v'Torah, because what it says in the Torah, Zacha na'aset lo sama chayim, lo zacha na'aset lo sama mavet. If he merited, so the Torah is a drug of life, and if he did not merit, so the Torah is a drug of death. Day, right? Who does it depend on? It depends on the person who's learning himself. Only a person who's fixed, completely fixed, he can merit to learn Torah lishma, Torah for the men, just for the sake of learning Torah. He can merit to receive the light from the Torah, to merit to receive the drug of life from the Torah. The Adam shadayin lo zacha hayav lamod etkila utzakot labore olam shili iskeli utzach beashar. And the person who is not yet married to be so pure, he has to stand in front of Hashem and scream to Hashem that he will merit to learn Torah in a pure way, that he won't fall to gaiva. That the learning will shine to him. She's get a tshuva shlema, that he'll merit to do complete tshuva. Mamash yitzak meomek libo l'Hashem b'ach yom yom. And mamash, he should scream from the depth of his heart to Hashem every single day. Everyone should do this. Right before learning, we should do this. There's a little prayer. And also, b'chal, a few minutes a day. Hashem, okay, I'm going to learn Torah. I don't want to fall. Please help me to learn with the right intention, and I'm going to learn, and I'm going to see the light in the Torah, and I'm not going to get any guy, but I'll know that I don't know anything, and everything I know is because of you. And so also Rabbeinu writes in Torah Lamed Vav, Zehu klal, this is a rule. Ki kol nefesh mi Yisrael umushrash b'shivim nefesh el Beit Yaakov. Every soul of Am Yisrael is rooted in the 70 souls of Beit Yaakov, which went down to Mitzrayim. V'shivim nefesh el Beit Yaakov mushrashim v'shivim panim shel Torah. And the 70 souls of Beit Yaakov, the house of Yaakov, their source is in the 70 faces of the Torah, 70 ways of explaining the Torah. Terush, which means like this. Rav Arush explaining. Yichol echad meitanu Hayudim Yeshosh. Each and every one of us, the Jews, we have a source. What's our source?
A root.
What's our root? Shivim Nefesh Shel Beit Yaakov. The 70 souls of the house of Yaakov. The Otchorishanu, we have another root, which is Shivim Panim Shel HaTorah L'Shah, the 70 faces of the Torah, 70 ways of learning the Torah. Which means each one of us, our root is in the Holy Torah, in one of the 70 phases of learning the Torah. Okay, let's go on.
Who can they? What does that mean?
I don't know. One second. What?
Which is why one Jew says something really bad against another Jew, saying, well, he's not a Jew, or he's not worth being a Jew, or something like that. This person not going to be able to learn Torah properly.
Right, I've been right there.
Because he's cancelled out that person's.
So you're not connected that part of the Torah, right? So, we'll see in a second. Who can negate the 70 nefesh, them 70 panim shel Torah, 70 umot? And correspond, the other side of these 70 souls, which are the 70 phases of the Torah, there's the 70 nations. Mm-hmm. Which, what are the 70 nations? Each nation is a certain taiva, a certain lust for something negative. Mm-hmm. Right? So there's the 70 negative taivas. It corresponds, the other side, the side of Tumah, of the 70 phases of the Torah, is the 70 phases of the lust. Okay? So Rabbi says exactly. שכל אומה ואומה יש מידה רעה מסוימת. Because each and every nation has a bad midah, a certain bad midah or a bad taiva, which that's where they get life from. Like Rabbeinu says, זה לעומת זה עשה אלוקים. Rabbeinu says this opposed to that, Hakadosh Baruch Hu did. Always there's the good and the bad. The opposites. שכנגד 70 נפש של בית יעקב שהם 70 לשון. That connected the 70 souls of Beit Yaakov, which are the 70 language, each lashon and lashon, right? Each nation and nation has a bad midah that the other nation doesn't have, or is not special in.
Does that mean there's only 70 bad midahs?
70 main.
There's only 70 midahs.
There's not more, there.
You want more? There's only one really. There's only one really. That's for women.
But
bad traits.
What?
70 types of bad traits.
Bad traits, and that's all there are. 70.
That's enough.
It says here.
There are branches, okay? And they have branches too.
Branches and leaves.
I'm just trying to understand it. Yeah. I'm just trying to understand.
Because of these midas, a person has a bad midah, so that he has one bad midah, so he's far away from the Torah in one face. He has two bad midas, he's far away in two faces. So, right, the more he fixes that, it's not black and white. The more he fixes, the more he's close to the Torah. He's not fixing, he's less, he's distant from the Torah. Okay? לכן, בשביל נפש יהודי, for a Jewish soul, it's the biggest sorrow is to fall into taivas. Because you're disconnecting yourself. A person, if he doesn't fall into taivas, he's disconnecting himself from his roots, from his source of life. Source of life is in the Torah. We looked at that now, right? And when he's connecting himself to the side of death, to the taivas, then he's disconnecting himself from the source of life. ולכן כשנופלת התאבות אז רע ומעלה. Therefore when the soul falls to the taivas, it's bad and bitter for it. ואז היא צועקת וזועקת לצאת משם. And then the soul is screaming and calling out to go out from that place, like Rabbeinu says. כשהנפש של בית יעקב באה בגלות תחת יד 70 הראשונות היינו יותר מראים. When the soul of the house of Yaakov falls into the exile under these 70 nations, which means under these taivas, Azahi Ramat Shivin Kani. Then it screams out, then the soul screams out, 70 calls. That's what it says. Perush, which means, Yehudi v'shosho lo shayach sh'tiyeh lo midera atavara. Every Yid, every Jew, in his shoresh, who he is, it's not relevant for him, bad midas. It's nothing to do with him. Okay? And if he would have merited to be in the right place, meaning in the Torah, then he wouldn't have had any bad midas. But since he didn't go back to his certain route in the Torah where he has to be, right? Rather, he fell into bad midas of the 70 nations. Therefore, the soul screams 70 voices from so much sorrow it has. And these voices, these screams, are lemaisa, precede a spiritual birth. Like Rabbeinu says, like a lady giving birth, that she calls it in the Zohar, she calls out 70 calls, connected the 70 words in the Mizmor Yanchash, and Velozi Yisharevet. So basically, when a person falls the taivas, the neshama is screaming to help for help. And when the neshama screams a certain type of screaming, a certain amount, so then there's a birth going on in someone's head, right? And he has born to him in his head Nudas, which comes to him. What does this mean and how exactly? I hope Avel is going to explain soon. I'm just talking about.